Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Big night tonight on television.
Tuesday, October 4th. Don't miss the vice presidential debate. Watch as that one guy takes on that other guy, and America decides which of those two guys they want as the VP. What will what's-his-name say to the other guy? Will whoever the other guy is say something mean to the other guy? Will the guy who I'm sure has a name be rattled by the other guy who probably has a name? You'll just have to tune in and find out as the guy and the other guy face off in the vice presidential debate. Don't miss it. Or miss it, whatever.
Tonight. JP.
That white dude and the other white dude.
Right. JP went out because the vice, you know, the rule here is on the Jeff and Jen show is we'll talk about the politics in our In the Loop segment, which we do twice every morning. Kind of the news, get you caught up, whatever segment. With the idea being we're going to give you enough knowledge that you can go to work or school or wherever you go and not be an idiot when people start talking about stuff.
Total surface level knowledge.
Yes, but we're not a political show. We don't talk about politics. We're not going to tell you who you should vote for or why you shouldn't vote for someone. There's 5,000 other places where you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be one that you can't. So that's just full disclosure. So we know it's important. It's the president of the United States. Yes, it's important. No, we're not going to talk about it. However, you cannot ignore some of the entertainment value that comes out of the election. And we have two really, really big personalities as presidential candidates, which means, I think more so in this election than other elections, the vice presidential candidates are way in the shadows. And I asked JP if he had a few extra minutes yesterday to try to prove that theory. And this is what it sounded like.
Who are the two vice presidential nominees that will be debating tonight?
I am embarrassed to say I really don't know.
Pence and Kane.
Do you have a guess on the first names?
Kenny Pence and Tommy Kane. No clue, dude.
Who are the two vice presidential nominees that will be debating tonight?
Pence.
Any guesses?
Oh, this is awful. John?
So John Pence and...
I don't know. I feel... Oh, gosh. This is horrible.
So Mike Pence and Tim Kaine.
Okay. Mike Pence and Tim Kaine. Okay. That's good to know.
That's great.
Who are the two vice presidential nominees that are going to be debating tonight?
Mike Pence and... It's escaping me.
First name starts with a T?
Trevor.
And then last name begins with a K.
Kasich. Trevor Kasich. That can't be right. That's not right. It's not even a real person.
Who are the two vice presidential nominees that are going to be debating?
I have no idea. What is that guy's name? Joe Biden?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What if I said the first guy on Trump's side is Mike...
You know the name that comes up when you say Mike? Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
And then on Hillary's side, it's... First name that comes by Tim...
Burton. I'm educated, aren't I?
I love it.
So I should have given this information out before we played the clip, but Mike Pence is the Republican nominee for vice president. He's on Donald Trump's ticket, and then Tim Kaine is running with Hillary Clinton. And I think we can, without getting into the politics, we can help the presidential campaign this year. Because I think the problem is we don't have slogans for the vice presidency.
It's true, because they say that branding and marketing is probably the most important thing about your message.
Sure. Remember Obama, his first election? Yes, we can.
Right.
Donald Trump this year, make America great again. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's got slogans. You know who doesn't have slogans? The office of the vice president. So we brainstormed. We brainstormed a little while after the show yesterday. JP, what were some of the ideas that you had for the office of the vice president?
When people think of number two, they think of me.
Okay. mine. The vice president, second in command, first in sexiness.
I like that. How about this one? Don't poo-poo the power of number two.
Good. JP, you got one?
Number two, it's not just a pencil.
The vice president, your defender in the worst case scenario. I also got for the office of the vice president, you do you, I'll do number two.
I got another one. You ready?
Right.
The vice president of the United States. It's a crappy job, but number two can do it.
The end of it all, we're all just 12-year-old boys, aren't we? Okay. I went one step further, you guys, because I am an overachiever.
Bring it.
I actually wrote slogans for the specific candidates.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Tim Kaine, the Democrat nominee for vice president running with Hillary Clinton. Here are some of the ones I wrote for him. And just so you know, I wrote four for each of them because I wanted to make sure it was even because I didn't want anybody going, you guys did three for Kaine and four for Pence. Why hate your show? Liberal media. So it's four and four. Tim Kaine, because plain white bread still tastes good. Mike Pence, if you're on the fence, why not Pence? Tim Kaine, he really likes Eric Clapton. Mike Pence, make America great again. Start with Indiana, because I really left a mess there.
Ho.
He's the governor of Indiana.
Ho!
Bing! All right. Let's see. Tim Kaine, America's favorite uncle who shakes hands a little too long.
Oh, the double handshake, yeah.
Mike Pence, obviously not a Muslim. Plain white guy. Your silence doesn't help the bit, Jen.
Okay, sorry.
Tim Kaine, the man you'd like to have a gluten-free beer with.
Then make that.
Mike Pence, also obviously not gay. You know, because he's the Republican nominee and the Trump ticket.
We get it. We needed some canned laughter, JP.
Tuesday, October 4th. Don't miss the vice presidential debate. Watch as that one guy takes on that other guy, and America decides which of those two guys they want as the VP. What will what's-his-name say to the other guy? Will whoever the other guy is say something mean to the other guy? Will the guy who I'm sure has a name be rattled by the other guy who probably has a name? You'll just have to tune in and find out as the guy and the other guy face off in the vice presidential debate. Don't miss it. Or miss it. Whatever.
All right, Jen, sorry you didn't like my joke.
I liked most of your jokes. Some of them made me a little uncomfortable. You're edgy. You're a stand-up comic. That's
well, it's
what you do.
It's because he's a Republican. I don't know anything about him. He's like a super conservative Republican. So obviously, not Muslim. I don't know if you paid any attention to the campaign.
I definitely have been.
There's a wall they want to build. And part of the joke. Check everybody's ID. Keep on attention. Get Jen in the loop. Metro. Oh, well.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search Star 94.1 Atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.